Democrat Marcy Kaptur runs misleading ad about legislation that never became law. By Jacob Bliss on August 30, 2022. Vulnerable Ohio Democrat Representative Marcy Kaptur released a campaign ad this month touting her work to lower health care costs. But the specific legislation the Congresswoman cited has not helped lower anything since it has not been signed into law. Kaptur recently released an ad in which she is touting her work to lower health care costs by saying, "Drug company profits are surging, squeezing Ohio families, but Marcy Kaptur is fighting back. Reducing prescription prices, capping insulin costs, negotiating volume discounts for Medicare." However, none of the specific legislation that Kaptur touted has actually been signed into law. Reducing prescription prices. When the ad stated that the Congresswoman is reducing prescription prices, it cited two specific bills that have not been signed into law. Therefore, this specific legislation did not lower prescription drug prices. Kaptur cited H.R. 3, the Elijah E. Cummings Lower Drug Costs Now Act, from December 2019. However, not only was it from the last Congress, but it only passed the House, and she did not co-sponsor it. She also mentioned H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act, which passed the House but got stalled in the Senate and was not signed into law. Consequently, it did not deliver lower drug prices. Interestingly, the ad also cited the vote as Roll Call Vote 386 instead of Roll Call Vote 385, which was the actual vote for the day in question. Capping insulin costs. While the ad stated that the Congresswoman is capping insulin costs, the relevant legislation has yet to be signed into law. Therefore, this specific legislation did not cap insulin prices. Kaptur cites H.R. 6833, the Affordable Insulin Now Act, from the current Congress. The legislation has only passed the House and has yet to be voted on in the Senate. Therefore, Kaptur has not actually capped insulin costs through this legislation. Negotiating volume discounts for Medicare. While the ad claimed that the Congresswoman is negotiating volume discounts for Medicare, the two relevant bills have not been signed into law. Therefore, Medicare has not received volume discounts through these two pieces of legislation. Kaptur again cited H.R. 3 from December 2019, which is from the last Congress. In fact, despite claiming that she was negotiating volume discounts for Medicare, Kaptur did not co-sponsor the legislation she was touting. Additionally, the Congresswoman again cited H.R. 5376 from the current Congress, the same bill that passed the House but got stalled in the Senate and was not signed into law. Again, the ad mentioned the wrong roll call vote. Watch the full ad. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.